or if this continued, regular sleep. The robot approached him. Dr. Liebig directs you to call sometime tomorrow. He is engaged in important work. Bailey bounced to his feet and roared, "You tell that guy!" He stopped. There was no use in yelling at a robot. That is, you could yell if you wished, but it would achieve results no sooner than a whisper. He said in a conversational tone, "You tell Dr. Liebig or his robot, if that is as far as you've reached, that I am investigating the murder of a professional associate of his and a good Solarian. You tell him that I cannot wait on his work. You tell him that if I am not viewing him in 5 minutes, I will be in a plane and at his estate seeing him in less than an hour." You use that word, seeing, so there's no mistake. He returned to his sandwich. The 5 minutes were not quite gone when Liebig, or at least a Solarian whom Bailey presumed to be Liebig, was glaring at him. Bailey glared back. Liebig was a lean man, who held himself rigidly erect. His dark, prominent eyes had a look of intense abstraction about them, compounded now with anger. One of his eyelids drooped slightly. He said, "Are you the Earthman?"
"Elijah Bailey," said Bailey. "Plainclothesman C-7 in charge of the investigation into the murder of Dr. Rykane Del Mar. What is your name?"
"I'm Dr. Jothan Liebig. Why do you presume to annoy me at my work?"
"It's easy," said Bailey, quietly. "It's my business."
"Then take your business elsewhere."
"I have a few questions to ask first, Doctor. I believe you were a close associate of Dr. Del Mar, right?"
One of Liebig's hands clenched suddenly into a fist, and he strode hastily toward a mantelpiece on which tiny clockwork contraptions went through complicated periodic motions that caught hypnotically at the eye. The viewer kept focused on Liebig, so that his figure did not depart from central projection as he walked. Rather, the room behind him seemed to move backward in little rises and dips as he strode. Liebig said,
"If you are the foreigner whom Gruer threatened to bring in..."
"I am."
"Then you are here against my advice."
"Done viewing." "Not yet. Don't break contact."
Bailey raised his voice sharply and a finger as well. He pointed it directly at the roboticist, who shrank visibly away from it, full lips spreading into an expression of disgust. Bailey said,
"I wasn't bluffing about seeing you, you know."
"No Earthman vulgarity, please."
"A straightforward statement is what it is intended to be. I will see you if I can't make you listen any other way. I will grab you by the collar and make you listen."
Liebig stared back.
"You are a filthy animal."
"Have it your way, but I will do as I say.
If you try to invade my estate, I will...
Bailey lifted his eyebrows.
"Kill me? Do you often make such threats?"
"I made no threat."
"Then talk now. In the time you have wasted, a good deal might have been accomplished. You were a close associate of Dr. Del Mar, right?"
The roboticist's head lowered. His shoulders moved slightly to a slow, regular breathing. When he looked up, he was in command of himself. He even managed a brief, sapless smile.
"I was."
"Del Mar was interested in new types of robots, I understand."
"He was."
"What kind?"
"Are you a roboticist?"
"No." "Explain it for the layman."
"I doubt that I can."
"Try." "For instance, I think he wanted robots capable of disciplining children.